Makes good sense. I had a good friend of mine a number of years ago, Harold Brennan. He's still a good friend of mine. Harold one time said, if you don't want to catch fleas, you don't sleep with the dog. Not bad advice. Now, let's just change gears here a bit. You come up to a person and you say, hey, how are you today? You never hear a person say, oh, I am consciously aware that I'm in a negative vibration. I've never heard anybody say that. You know what you will hear people say? I don't feel that good. What do they mean? Well, we invented words to describe situations. Feeling is a word we invented to describe our conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. When a person says, I don't feel very good, what they're saying is, I'm consciously aware that I'm in a negative vibration. Now, because of their ignorance, and I mean that, unfortunately, we use the word ignorant more often than not. We should be using the word rude. Not everyone's rude, but everyone's ignorant. We just don't know some things. But because of their ignorance, they don't know that they're causing themselves to feel bad. So they'll say, she really makes me mad. He really upset me. Oh, I'm glad you weren't there. It just made me sick. It can't make you sick. He can't make you angry. She can't upset you. You've got to do it to yourself. Boy, that's a heavy load, isn't it? I am responsible for how I feel, and you haven't got anything to do with it. You'd say, hell, I don't want to play that game. Fine, lose. You see, it's like Wayne Dyer said, if you think other people are the cause of your problem, you're going to have to send the rest of the world to the psychiatrist for you to get better. Now, you know how successful you're going to be trying to pull a deal like that off. Let's become aware when we're not feeling good, when we're not doing the things that give us the results we want, we are emotionally involved with a destructive concept that we put in here ourselves. Let's consciously and deliberately build a positive idea, get emotionally involved with the positive idea, and simultaneously we move into a positive vibration, everything changes. That takes some mental strength. How do you develop? I'll tell you exactly how to develop it. Sit and watch the tape that you're watching every day for a month. Every day for a month. You say, well, I don't have to watch it every day for a month. No, you don't. You only have to until you want to, and then you don't have to any longer. It's that simple. But I'll tell you this. You hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and one day, bang, something's going to happen inside, and you're going to realize when you say that she upset me, that she didn't do it at all. You did it. And you know what you're going to do that day? Change it. And you'll never again go through life thinking other people upset you. And if periodically you let somebody else stick a negative idea in your subconscious mind, you can instantly correct your direction because at least you know where the problem lies. Is that basic? Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Now follow me closely here. The ideas that you impress upon your subconscious mind over and over and over and over and over again ultimately become fixed in there. You see, what you're doing when you build these ideas that we're discussing now, what you're doing is building brain cells. Every time you think about that idea, you're giving those brain cells more strength. And in a relatively short period of time, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the great author of the phenomenal bestseller, Psycho-Cybernetics, he pointed out that in approximately 21 days of doing this with an idea, that idea will become fixed in your mind. Then it's more commonly referred to as a habit. A habit is an idea that's fixed in our subconscious mind, requires absolutely no conscious thought any longer to cause us to act on it. Do you know you drive your car through ideas that are fixed in your mind? When you first started to drive, you were all hands and legs. Every bit of conscious attention.